When you go to battle with your enemy. So of course we know, as we read the Pesukim, it talks about the lady that you find, you take her into captivity, and you decide you want to marry her, and the whole process whereby she becomes part of the Jewish people. That's Ki Teitzei LaMilchama Lo'Ivecha. But Chazal tell us actually that there is a deeper level to Ki Teitzei LaMilchama Lo'Ivecha. There is, for the individual, there is when you go to battle with your enemy. Who is our enemy? Our enemy is the Yetzer Hara. Every one of us goes to battle with that enemy, with the Yetzer Hara, so very often. And what happens in that battle? So, Vreita Bashivya Aisha Gifat Tawar, you see this beautiful woman, and it's gripping, and it's something that you want to do, and yet you have to hold yourself back, because you can't just take everything that's out there. That's how you fight the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara throws so many things in our way, and it's a question of how do we battle the Yetzer Hara. And I think that the most beautiful piece to understand is that it is something that we read always, Chodesh Elul. When we're in the midst of tshuva, we come up to Ki Teitzei LaMilchama Lo'Ivecha. We deal with the enemy, the one who gives us such a hard time, the Yetzer Hara. So how do we know what's right and what's not? So I once heard advice from a guy in yeshiva. And at the time, I really didn't appreciate what he said because I didn't really think that he understood what he said. But I think there was a lot of depth to what he said. And that was, if you have two choices, one is easy and one is hard, in all likelihood, the one that's hard is the right choice. And I want to share with you that this past year, I had to make a decision. I was sick with COVID back December, January time. And thank God my case was mild enough that I was, you know, able to stay in my house. Wasn't really sick, but I had no strength and I couldn't do anything. Just like I had to barely keep my head up. And for the first 3 or 4 days, all I did was I sat in front of a screen and I watched. I hadn't done that since college. I watched 3 movies in 2 days. Have not done that in 20 plus years. But by like day 4 or day 5, I like started to come out of it a little bit, and I decided that I had to do work. It was so hard. It was so hard. But I had to push myself and push myself and push myself. What was the right thing? It was so much harder. What was the easy thing? Just give up and lay down. Ki Teitzei LaMilchama Lo'Ivecha, when you go out to battle, you're going to see things and they're going to be shiny and exciting, and you're going to want to do them. Why? Because they're the easy way out. The Torah is telling us what you have to do is you have to do what's much harder. The process by which this woman comes to the man is a lot more extensive than just saying, I want her, I have her, and go on with your life. That's the difference. Is when you battle the Yetzer Hara, you're going to have those moments where you say to yourself, and the Yetzer Hara knows it, and it feeds on it. And what we have to do is we have to take that step back and say, no, it's not right. And it is the easier one. It's not the right thing. And so I think that as we go through Elul, and we look at our lives and try to figure out what it is that we could do better, what it is that we can change, a good starting place is we have to ask ourselves, is it easy? If it's easy, might not be the right thing. Let's find a way to make those hard things the things that really change us and make us better people. Have a great and meaningful day.